Juneau police have a new tool to sniff out a steady flow of heroin and other narcotics entering the city. It's been about 25 years since the department had a canine on staff. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has more on the four-legged officer.
The Juneau Police Department's newest recruit is a young gun, just 18 months old and 63 pounds. He's a German Shepherd named Buddy. He's an intensely devoted officer, but he's also still a puppy. And waving around a shotgun microphone kind of looks like a chew toy.
Boy, hey, boy. Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, come on, buddy.
His partner, Officer Mike Wise, is training Buddy at Zontiki Heaney Middle School to sniff out drugs on campus. Inside a classroom, Wise snaps on blue plastic gloves while Buddy waits in the car.
So basically right now is I have some narcotics on me that I'm going to be planting, and so I'm getting them basically ready to hide.
Wise unscrews the lid of a mason jar and pulls out 4 grams of black, tacky-looking heroin.
We're going to put it in the stash box, and then we're going to put it inside the filing cabinet.
The police department received nearly $25,000 in grant money from the feds to bring the canine on staff. Buddy was Russian-born and snapped up by a recruiting agency that finds dogs with a high drive for law enforcement. Officer Wise had to fly down to Alabama to pick Buddy up, then named Batty. He remembers walking in a kennel with 30 dogs barking. The handler pointed to a German Shepherd and handed him a collar.
And I didn't know who this dog was. I've never met him before. He's never seen me. And for a stranger just to walk into his kennel was kind of terrifying.
But Buddy just looked at him and wagged his tail.
There was a huge relief to know that this dog is not going to try to eat me right now. The first day, Buddy just took off. He wanted to walk away and just keep pulling me everywhere.
Slowly, Wise started to bond with his new partner. He brushed Buddy's fur, played with him, and did some additional training in Alabama before bringing him back home to his wife and 2 kids.
And from then on, it's been inseparable. We just stay together.
Buddy is trained to smell heroin, meth, and cocaine, but not marijuana, since that's legal now in Alaska. His nose is so good, he can detect each note in the narcotics. For example, you might walk into a room and smell a delicious pizza.
He smells every little ingredient that's involved in making that pizza, and that's how he does it with the methamphetamines, the cocaine, or the heroin. He smells the ingredients on each one and knows.
The police department is going to need the help. Last year, they confiscated over $4.6 million worth of heroin in Juneau. There's a big incentive for smugglers. A dose here is worth 5 times more than down south.
Heroin gets to Juneau in a number of ways.
Lieutenant Chris Sell oversees investigations.
The people who are importing heroin move regularly between the U.S. mail, other mail delivery services like FedEx or UPS, and bring it in on the airlines or on the ferry.
Last year's seizures were made up of a couple of big busts and several small ones. A drug conspiracy involving stolen Costco jewelry yielded 10,000 street doses of heroin.
In Juneau, we've had such a heroin problem. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find an adult who doesn't know a family who's been impacted in some way by the addiction.
Sell says there hasn't been a sudden spike in heroin. It's more like a steady march. And finding it once it's here can be difficult.
People have done things like taped drugs to the underside of the baby's dresser in the baby's room. And Buddy will help us ferret out things like that.
Wise holds tight to Buddy's leash, which is attached to a police harness. He walks him around the classroom, but really, Buddy's leading him to the place where we stash the heroin. Right when he sniffs the filing cabinet, he lays down, indicating this is the spot. A piece of black rubber hose is discreetly thrown over Buddy's head. It's his paycheck for a job well done. Wise will play tug of war with it and let Buddy win. Then he'll hurl the toy back out of sight. Buddy is restrained from going after it.
So he's always assuming his toy's out in the field somewhere. So when we're working, he's looking for this toy again. That's why he's doing what he's doing, for that thing right there. So we're going to hide it from him. It kind of makes him mad a little bit. You know, he's hiding his toy, but we got to keep working.
Wise hopes with Buddy's help, incoming drugs can be kept off the street. They'll start patrolling the airport, commercial barges, and ferry system soon. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.